Senator Stevens' legal team has asked the Attorney General of the United States to investigate prosecutors' actions during Stevens' trial. The 16-page letter from defense lawyer Brendan Sullivan was delivered yesterday to the Office of Attorney General Michael Mukasey. It asks for a formal investigation into what Sullivan called repeated misconduct by federal prosecutors. It also asks that the Justice Department preserve all information and material related to the investigation. During Stevens' trial, Judge Emmett Sullivan did berate prosecutors for withholding evidence. He handled it by throwing out some evidence and testimony and proceeded with the case. Judge Sullivan said that while prosecutors made mistakes, their missteps did not warrant declaring a mistrial. Prosecutors withheld information about the number of hours two VECO workers allegedly worked on Stevens' Girdwood home, so evidence and testimony relating to that was tossed out. The judge also threw out evidence about a vehicle exchange between Stevens and the government's main witness, VECO CEO Bill Allen, because prosecutors didn't initially turn over a canceled check of Allen's. Prosecutors also did not tell the defense that Allen said Stevens would have paid him for home renovations if Allen had sent him an invoice. Judge Sullivan said that was a violation of rules, but he said there wasn't irreparable damage done to the case because Allen was on the stand at the time the information was uncovered. Stevens' lawyers were still able to cross-examine him and ask him about his views. Stevens' attorneys also accused the government of coercing Bill Allen to testify in exchange for promises of protection for his children and his former company, VECO. However, the defense team brought up that claim during the trial, and the jury didn't buy it. In this week's letter, Stevens' lawyer says his team was forced to spend hundreds of hours dealing with the alleged government misconduct. The letter says prosecutors used fabricated testimony from Bill Allen and knew it might be false. It also calls on the Justice Department to remove the current prosecution team from any future involvement in the Stevens case. The Justice Department would not comment on the letter.